Venture capital fundraising tops 2024 haul at $3.2 billion. Tariffs miss Indian IT, but trouble may still land. Urban company rejigs cap table ahead of IPO. Government withdraws first version of IT Bill 2025.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So let's start with VC fundraising today. Looks like India's startup funding scene just got a caffeine shot. So venture capital fundraising in India has already hit around $3.2 billion this year, beating the entire 2024 total of around $2.7 billion. And remember, we are just in August. So big names like Axel, A91 and Bessemer are leading the charge, but smaller funds like Prime Ventures and Cornerstone are also picking up pace. And with Nexus, Fireside and InfoEdge still out shopping for capital, 2025 could end with a neat $4.6 billion mark in the bank. So that's a strong comeback story, especially with fund cycles kicking in and global LPs or limited partners warming up to India again. In fact, Dr. Pankaj Jetwani of W Health Ventures summed it up, saying that high quality funds can raise capital in any cycle, and India's startup landscape is apparently showing the kind of promise LPs like to see, like macro stability, a deep AI talent pool and cleaner governance. Also adding fuel to the fire, exits are here. Yes, IPOs are back. Swiggy, Ola Electric and MobiKwik led the pack in 2024. And over 25 startups are expected to file or prep for IPOs this year, 2025. So what does this mean? More capital is flowing into fewer but stronger bets. A funding reset, but in a very good way. All right, speaking of IPOs, Urban Company is getting its house, or should we say cap table, in order before its public debut. SBI Mutual Fund and Permira are picking up about 450 crore rupees worth of shares, or about $50 million from early backers like Axel, Bessemer, Tiger Global and Elevation Capital in secondary transactions. Now, the catch here is that the company is being valued at around $1.8 billion, which is a 30% discount from its 2022 valuation. But that's kind of the norm in secondary deals, leave some upside for the new investors, right? So the IPO itself will be a mix of fresh shares worth 429 crore rupees and an offer for sale element of around 1,471 crore rupees. So yes, the founders and early backers are clearly looking to cash in a little bit. Revenue-wise, if we look at it, Urban Company seems to be in a good health so far. Its top line has gone from 437.6 crore rupees in FY22 to about 828 crore rupees in FY24. And here's the plot twist. The company actually reported a net profit of around 242 crore rupees in the first 9 months of 2024 after years of losses, though it was mostly due to a deferred tax credit of around 215 crore rupees. Still, optics matter when you're heading for an IPO. All right, in international news, India's $280 billion IT services sector may have dodged a direct tariff bullet from the Trump administration, but the aftershocks are already being felt. So on August 6th, the US imposed new penalties on Indian goods over continued Russian crude imports. While services like IT weren't explicitly targeted, there are ripples. Let me explain what's happening and why this is happening. Clients in tariff-hit industries might get jittery and pull back on tech spends. Plus, hardware import costs could inch up, nudging up offshore operation costs also. So more worrying though is the perception blur here. Investors and clients are reportedly pausing or delaying large deals or setting up GCCs or global capability centers, unsure how long this dance between goods and services will stay in step. And if India decides to retaliate with digital regulations or tax policy changes, things could get even more tangled for MNCs operating here. So overall, bottom line, the sector isn't down, but it's walking on diplomatic eggshells. The overall mood seems to be anxious optimism with one eye on Washington, the other on deal pipelines. All right, let's wrap with a big update. The Income Tax Bill 2025 has been formally withdrawn, according to sources, and a new version will be tabled in the Lok Sabha on Monday, the August 11. So why the redo? The government wants to avoid confusion from multiple versions and present a clean, updated bill incorporating all the recommendations made by Jayant Panda-led select committee. Now, the earlier version of the bill introduced in February this year aimed to simplify tax laws, remove redundancy, and make life easier for taxpayers. The new one sticks to that mission. So just to clarify, no changes in tax rates have been proposed. Yes, there were whispers about long-term capital gains tweaks, but the IT department has said there's nothing of the sort. So any ambiguity will be addressed during the bill's passage. So if passed, the new law will replace the IT Act of 1961, which has been amended over 4,000 times. So the new law is expected to kick in from April 1st, 2026. So tax reforms are finally getting their big rewrite, but for now, it's back to the drawing board. Thanks a lot, listeners. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you again, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.